Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing at Real Clear Politics about the strange state of the campaign 2024 in the closing weeks. Remarks are made on television by opponents of Donald Trump and proponents of Vice President Harris that are not connected to facts, not even connected to credibility, but the allegations go out and they're assumed to be a campaign. It is odd, and Peter's written of those matters. Peter, a very good evening to you. I take it that the first example you use, this is a very famous man named Carville, saying saying negative things about Justice Thomas and former President Trump. This is acceptable language on major television networks today, which I don't watch, so I'm following your reporting. And there's no rejoinder to this. Nobody says, you know, Mr. Carville, that's quite fantastic. Where did you hear that? Nobody says that. Good evening to you, Peter.
Good evening, John. Indeed, it's even worse. Carville, who is a senior statesman, is a Democratic strategist, advised Bill Clinton, has been in the ring for a long time, told former Biden advisor and press spokesman Jen Psaki on her an MSNBC broadcast a week ago or so that this is what Carville said. He said something like the Supreme Court and Clarence Thomas. I still don't know why Carville singled out Thomas, but the Supreme Court and Clarence Thomas have totally greenlighted the idea that you can use the military to round up your political opponents. And Psaki, the anchor, said, "We love the truth telling." Now, that's a lie. The Supreme Court and Clarence Thomas have not greenlighted the use of political power to round up your political opponents. It's true. The Supreme Court issued a decision in Trump v. United States in July that said that the president is absolutely immune from criminal prosecution for conduct within his exclusive sphere of constitutional authority. But, my lord, rounding up political opponents is not part of the president's constitutional authority. So what's bizarre here is why would the Democrats think it's permissible to utter an ugly, stark falsehood? And why would the host congratulate the utterer of the falsehood with telling the truth?
The allegation is also directed against the opponent, the Republican Party, and the so-called, what do they call it, the MAGA, extreme MAGA something.
Yes. Yes.
I get lost in these acronyms, but in any event, you can accuse the other side of anything, and there's no consequence to that. Now, Peter, what brought us to this? Is this the capstone of years of sloppy language and poor reading? Are we going to move out of this phase where we go back to understanding this is a constitution we share and there are guardrails? Is that possible?
I certainly hope it's possible. But to answer the question, or I should put it this way, there are two answers to your question. How do we reach this point? The first answer is the answer of the left. We've reached this point where people, in this case, prominently on the left, feel at ease spouting preposterous notions as if they were truth. We've reached this point because of Donald Trump. Because in 2016, Donald Trump launched a campaign against the very idea of truth. It's been downhill since then. It's also the theme of a recent essay in The Atlantic by a staff writer named Charlie Wartzel called I'm Running Out of Ways to Explain How Bad This Is. But the people who propose that thesis, it's all Donald Trump's fault, also argue that the principle, indeed the exclusive source of disinformation in American politics, comes from the right, comes from Donald Trump and his supporters. And this is manifestly not so.
And then we turn to the present conversation, the one that's going to end on November 5th. Have we learned anything from it, or is it just repeat out there? Because I don't watch the major media. I'm too busy reading Reuters and other news services from overseas. Have they now hit the repeat button and everybody's napping?
Well, at least in the American press, I think there is this double sense that everything that Trump says and everything his supporters say is a lie designed to advance authoritarianism in America, and that everything that they say is legitimate, however tenuous its actual roots in reality might be, because we need to keep Trump keep Trump out of power. And I'll add this: in this contest, there's an asymmetry, because these days, and for some time now, the left has controlled commanding heights of culture and communications, the university, mainstream and social media, the federal bureaucracy. So until we can reform these institutions, I would expect a continuing battle in which the left says the right is the only source of disinformation. The right will say that about the left, but there will be this asymmetry because the left because of the control that the left exercises over major institutions.
Most all of our mothers told us a story called Wolf, Wolf, Once Upon a Time. And the little shepherd boy called Wolf when it wasn't, and the town came running to rescue him, and there was no wolf. And then one day there was a wolf. Is that story helpful to those who are continue to climb, to clamor wolf, wolf every time they go on television? Does that promise that they'll stop it after the election is done?
Well, if Trump wins the election, it seems to me that it's long past time for the left, for progressives, to sit down to consider the evidence. I believe the evidence will show that the false accusations which hounded Donald Trump about Russia collusion, the effort to suppress the true story about Hunter Biden's laptop with all the incriminating evidence, the scurrilous efforts to suppress information about the origins of COVID-9 and to discredit and silence those who question the efficacy of mass lockdowns and vaccines, all of this, I think, has turned independent voters toward Donald Trump, because they see that the establishment, the mainstream media, the universities, the federal bureaucracy can't be trusted. So the approach that the left has adopted of constantly crying wolf and constantly be exposed has actually hurt them electorally. So maybe this will cause them to rethink their approach to jamming false narratives down the public's gullet.
I do not see it, but is there reason to believe that the Republican Party also practices these exaggerations about their opponents? Does that happen, Peter, or are they just not on television enough?
Well, I think they do. I think they actually do, but in my eyes, it's a bit different. Let us begin with Donald Trump. It is said that Donald Trump lies. Well, Donald Trump has been in the public eye for 40 years. People know who and what he was.
Sure.
A kind of big time carnival barker. People take what he says, have always as a for decades they've taken what he says with a grain of salt. As the great Selena Zito told us many years ago, his critics take him literally but not seriously. His supporters take him seriously but not literally. So in dealing with Trump, The voters are actually more sophisticated than the critics. But I do believe it's crucial for both sides, actually, to rededicating themselves to a respect for the facts and for reason. I actually think voters will regard this as a novel and pleasant orientation toward them, displaying respect for the facts and for reason.
Peter Berkowitz for the Hoover Institution, writing at Real Clear Politics.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.